Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God stories we are publishing this week. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Led by worship leader Henry Pike, thousands of people at Saturday's Speak Jesus National Prayer Day in Krugersdorp sang with conviction these words from the 2019 worship anthem, I Speak Jesus, which sounded as if it was written specially for this day, which was all about breaking evil strongholds over Krugersdorp and South Africa. While the prayer event was possibly the biggest Christian gathering since before COVID, it was not the size of the crowd, but the people's spiritual hunger that stood out to the event organizers. Farmer evangelist Angus Buchan, who preached the gospel message and led prayers at the event, said afterwards that he was blown away by the crowd's commitment. They carried me. It was incredible. Nobody moved right until the very end, despite hours spent in the dust and heat, he said. When Buchan made an altar call, it was clear that every person there was determined to respond, and as one, they declared their commitment to Jesus as Lord of their lives. In a press release afterwards, Buchan said the Speak Jesus Prayer Day was one of the spiritual highlights of his life. Krugersdorp has a new name. It is clean, it is washed, and it is now called Jesusdorp, he said. He commended the many volunteers in Krugersdorp and around South Africa who freely contributed time, money, and resources to make the day memorable. Krugersdorp complementary therapist Yolanda Steyn, whose heartfelt email appeal to Buchan to come and pray for the town led to the prayer day, said a highlight of Saturday for her was being approached by a young man who once belonged to the so-called Devilsdorp cult. We prayed for him. He received deliverance. Jesus set him free on Saturday, she said. Yolanda, who helped to arrange and coordinate the event, also commented on the spiritual hunger of the crowd. She said she heard of a woman in her 80s who tripped and fell at the event. Paramedics who put her injured arm in a sling expected her to leave, but she said, "No, take me to the sitting area. I'm going to listen to Angus." The paramedics wanted to put her at the back of the venue, but she insisted on being seated at the front. Before the Speak Jesus Prayer Day, expectation mounted that it would be like a match that sparks a revival fire. Yolanda believes that expectation has been met. She said the local organizing team feel that God has anointed and mandated them to partner with him. This is just the start for us. It's the start of revival. She said after they have completed post-event logistics, she plans to seek Jesus's will for their next steps. She said people, including local pastors, have been phoning her nonstop to say, "What's next? We want to be part of it. We want to take it further." Meanwhile, from Corredo in the Eastern Cape, Christo Foster, who was independently led by the Holy Spirit to host a prayer day on the same day and with the same name as the Krugersdorp event, said their Speak Jesus event was not so big, but people were touched, and 40 to 50 people, mostly children, came to faith in Christ. There really is an awakening among the youth, he said. He said he firmly believes things are going to happen in the country as a result of Saturday's events. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.